This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Listen, Mark, this is Carol Channing. I'm not at all happy with the buyers asking for some of my jewelry. They're not attached. They're not included. After all, Mark, diamonds are a girl's best friend. Oh, yes.
Welcome, and thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. There's Mom doing Carol Channing. What a talented woman and a much better singer than me. So today's guest, real estate guru Dwayne Gomer, Prop 13, 60, 90, and 19 plus strategic default. Where do you stand on it? The fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales. Weekly and year to date, we'll do in the first segment. As I've been apt to do these past 102 weeks, I'm giving you the median price of what's pending at the end of the week for the week ending April 3rd, 2026. We have 94 pending listings. That is a huge number. That, compared to last year, we had 66 pending listings. And somewhere I wrote down the percentage increase, but I'm not seeing it. Here it is. It's 42% higher than last year, the number of listings. Now, we're averaging 15.14 sales per week, basically about the first quarter through April 3rd, 2026. 15.14 sales per week. Last year, it was just 15.8. So we're just a tick under in the number of sales. But with 42% more pending listings in the hopper, we should be catching up soon. Now, the median price for those 94 pending listings is $2.25 million. And that's a drop from the last couple of weeks when it was 2.3 and then 2,350,000. And for 2 weeks before that, it was 2,775,000. And then 2,005,000. So at that point, I kept thinking, oh, well, the median sales price is going to be going up. Well, we haven't seen that yet. We haven't seen that yet based on the number of weeks and based on this week, the median price for the sale, 20 sales was only $1,857,500. However, the year to date median price still $2,275,000. So we'll see how that goes up, based on, or goes down, I meant to say, based on the fact that the pending median price is on the low side. But it shifts, as I just mentioned. You know, we were at $2,275,000 2 weeks in a row, and then suddenly we're at $2,300,000 2 weeks in a row. So we'll track that, and we'll learn something every week. Now, the year-to-date median price, as mentioned, $2,275,000, 212 sales. Last year, 221 sales, so a slight dip. And the median price last year, year to date, basically the first quarter, a scalding $2,850,000. Now, the first 6 months ended up at $2,650,000, which is still remarkable. But, and 2025 ended up at $2.4 million for the year, because the second 6 months of 2025 was $2,285,000. And here we are, the first 3 months of the year, $2,275,000. So, but it seems like the beginning of the year had seen a higher median price. Seems to start off that way for the most part. I'm looking back on 22 years, going back to 2005, year-to-date number of sales and the median price. It's quite interesting. Oh, before I delve into that, to address that big $2,850,000 year-to-date last year versus $2,275,000 today, which, by the way, $2,275,000 today is higher than most years. Montecito. I also did Montecito only. 31 sales, median price $5.5 million year to date, virtually the first quarter. 31 sales, median price $5,500,000, Montecito only. Last year was 53 sales with a median price of $5.9 million. That's a 41.5% drop in the number of sales in Montecito. So when you take out all those high-end sales, it's no wonder the median price year to date is at $2,275,000 compared to last year's $2,850,000. Okay, so that's comparing Montecito and overall. But in looking back at the 22 years, I kind of used a little grouping. And starting out in 2005, there was 4 years where the median price was about $1,200,000. Up or down. I wish I had in front of me what 2008 finished at. But then the next group is 5 years, 2009 through 2013. And the median price was in the eights, 800,000, although 2013 it jumped up to 906. But I'm putting that in one category, 5 years, 2009 to 2013, low median price. The doldrum years, as I like to call them. Then 4 years from 2014 to 2017, the median price goes over $1,000,000. $1,000,001, $1,000,001, $1,280,000, $1,250,000 from 2014 to 2017. Then a 3 year period, 2018, 19, and 20, the median price is solid $1,300,000. 10, million 322, million 375. So that's a grouping and a category. 2021 is on its own, the unicorn year, mainly because the number of sales, which I haven't mentioned, the 363 sales in the first quarter of 2021 is just nothing close. I'm looking back. Oh, you know what? In 2013, there was over 300 sales, 320. Median price was 906,000. 2013, you jump up to 2021, 363 sales, a median price, $2,075,000. So only double the median price from 2013 to 2021. So ignoring 2021's number of sales, another grouping is 3 years, 22, 23, and 24. Median price, in reading it, it's $2,400,000, $2,250,000, $2,262,000, but those 3 years were very similar. And roughly, they ended up, you know, $2.2 million range. So that's another grouping. And then another wild year, as mentioned, 2025, $2,850,000. Year to date, $2,275,000. Montecito, just bizarre. Back in the doldrum years, you know, you could buy in Montecito for under $3 million, and Montecito didn't hit over $3 million until 2016, and then a bit of a dip. Actually, it didn't hit over $3 million again until 2021, when it was $4,850,000. 2020. First quarter, Montecito was $2,860,000, and then it jumps up to $4.8 million, and then it's been over $5 million ever since. Okay, so that's year-to-date Montecito only, and overall, you are listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. My guest coming up, real estate guru Dwayne Gomer, Prop 13, 60, 90, and 19, plus strategic default. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. RadioRealEstate.com. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.